President Mugabe today swore in 3 full ministers and 10 deputy ministers at a ceremony conducted at State House.
Whereas in terms of section 104, subsection 1 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, the President appoints ministers and assigns functions to them. And whereas in terms of section 104, subsection 6, any person so appointed shall, before taking office, take before the President the appropriate oaths in the form set out in the third schedule of the Constitution. Now, therefore, I, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, do hereby call upon you all to take the oaths as prescribed by law.
ZANU-PF Parliamentary Chief Whip Joram Gumbo was appointed the new Transport Minister, taking over from Obed Mpofu, who has been reassigned to the Economic Planning Ministry. Mpofu replaces Simon Kayamoyo, who is now the Minister of State in the President's office, responsible for policy coordination. Mberengwa East legislator Makosini Shlongwane was appointed Minister without portfolio, while Abednego Ncube was appointed Rural Development Minister. Mr. Mugabe's nephew, Patrick Juwao, was appointed the new minister responsible for youth, indigenization and empowerment, taking over from Christopher Mushowe, who has been appointed Minister of Information. Gumbo said he was happy to be appointed by Mr. Mugabe, said there were 3 focus areas that the president said he should work on.
Well, I will take the plans from the 10-point plan that the president enunciated when he addressed the parliament. It's very clear that whatever you do in your ministry right now, it elucidates from Zim asset. And the president did, elucidate what is in Zim asset and came up with the 10-point plan. And if I look at it, I see that it touches on a number of areas that government has to concentrate on. And for the particular portfolio that I've been appointed to, it's about infrastructure development. And I've specifically been told by the president that I have to look at 3 areas: railways, air transport, and the situation of our roads. He did emphasize that some of our roads are becoming like they are themselves a death point. So I will be looking at that. But I must also say that I also take the cue from the outgoing minister. He has been doing a lot of good work, so I have to learn from him and take over from where he left.
Tapiwa Matangaidze, who was appointed Deputy Labour Minister, said his brief was, among other issues, to deal with ghost workers that are reportedly draining the national fiscus.
You find that the ministry I'm going to be deputizing in, there are a lot of topical issues there with the Labour Amendment Act that has just come through and the whole issue about the audits that are going through in the ministry at the moment. So there is a lot on the plate. The minister is not here. She traveled, but when she comes back, obviously, first thing will be to sit down with her, sit down with my colleagues in the ministry, and together I think we can work well and come up with something positive for the country. Corruption, we're going to hit on corruption. Yes, you know that right now there are some ghost workers who are there, and that has to be cleaned up, and we'll be supporting the ministry in that regard.
Shlongwane said his brief is to ensure that the 10-point plan announced by President Robert Mugabe during his State of the Nation address was implemented in full. The plan was criticized by some economists and the main opposition movement for democratic change.
Well, if you look at the 10-point plan as enunciated by the president recently, coupled that with the Zim asset, you see that there's a lot of energy in government around the issue of the development agenda. And it is my view that everybody in government must begin to obviously focus in that direction, to say how do we develop as a country, how do we make up for lost time, given that we have suffered for a long time under the age of sanctions.
Meanwhile, Makokoba legislator, retired Ken Ochinga Dube, was appointed the deputy minister responsible for war veterans, while Berita Chikwama was appointed Lands deputy minister. Christopher Chingosho will deputize Xavier Kasukwere in the local government ministry, while Edgar Mbwembwe has been appointed deputy foreign affairs minister. Obedingwa Mguni was appointed deputy home affairs minister, while Audrey Musiwa becomes the deputy health and child welfare minister. Former Matabeleland South Governor Thokozile Matutu becomes the new deputy information minister, while Michael Madana will deputize Gumbo in the transport ministry. Some political analysts say most of those who were appointed today were loyalists of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is angling to succeed Mr. Mugabe. The appointments were made following the expulsion of office bearers who were linked to Mrs. Mujuru and the deaths of other office holders. Reporting for Studio 7 from State House, this is Thomas Chiripasi.